لا إله
إلا الله
وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, how are you guys doing? We're here in Pompano Beach, Florida, and I was a little bit late, but you had something going on today.
La ilaha
illallah
wa ashhadu anna muhammadan rasulullah wa ashhadu anna isa عبد الله ورسول تكبير.
الله أكبر.
I bear witness that there is no God but Allah.
There is no God but Allah.
And that Muhammad, peace be upon him.
That Muhammad be peace upon him.
Is his final messenger.
Is his final messenger.
All right, تكبير.
الله أكبر.
Yeah.
It's a very special day. Yeah. I came after the fact.
You did. I converted to Islam today. Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So for our audience, tell us, what's your name again?
My name's Neil.
Where are you from?
I'm from New York. My parents are from the Dominican Republic. That's pretty much it, yeah.
You're pretty young now.
I'm 18, turning 19.
You're 18.
Soon, yeah.
Okay, so how what made you come to that decision that you actually ended up taking your Shahada today?
So I pretty much just like, I never really been a big fan of religion, but I always wanted to find like an inner peace. And I looked into the other religions and I saw that Islam is like the way for me. I just love everything about it, you know, the praying and all that stuff, devoting, you know, your life to Allah and stuff like that. So just pretty much just finding inner peace in my life.
What religion did you grow upon? When you grew up, was it, what were your family from? Dominican, so Catholic background?
Catholic, yeah.
Yeah. How did that fit into your life at that time? Did that what made you drift away from the Catholic religion?
So I was never like, my family was never religious. They were just Catholic by name, but they never went to the church, never prayed, they never really like mentioned God too much in my household. Yeah. So at some point I'd even thought that like, we were just atheists, you know, we didn't believe in anything.
Wow.
But my mom was like, "Yeah, we're Catholic, but we never practiced the Catholic religion." So
you were never into religion?
Yeah.
You were searching for inner peace. Very important. That's like what we see around nowadays. A lot of people just not into religion. You know, there's a lot of man-made religions and they kind of, you know, associate religions, all these weird things. Did you see any weird things like when you were investigating Islam?
Not that I saw. Nothing weird. I loved every part of it. Like I saw the five pillars and all that stuff and just really thought like, yeah, this is me right here. This is my path. This is where I need to go down.
Mm-hmm. What, at your age, we're usually, you know, you think of a 19-year-old nowadays, stuck somewhere in the basement playing the Xbox, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All day, just, you know, minds on so many other things, but you're searching for inner peace, you know what I mean? You're certain. We see also a rise in suicide, we see a rise in drug abuse amongst the youth. So, I mean, that's kind of scary, like if either you're searching for purpose in life, for meaning, going in this direction, or what are you seeing with a lot of your friends? You know, the lifestyles that they're choosing and what are you exposed to at this young age, I can imagine.
It's so basically just for me, you know, I play video games, I go home, I do this. I didn't like the way how unhealthy my lifestyle was with the, you know, dirty room, always late, not waking up in time, you know what I mean? Talking back to my parents and stuff, and I just thought, man, I can't continue this lifestyle. I need to be more healthier as a person and like have a better, you know, just a better mindset when it comes to life.
Mm-hmm. This is very important for other youth your age to see that, to see somebody that's dedicated to looking to enhance their life, to become a better human being. And now tell us, like, what, so you talked about the five pillars. We'll stick with one of them, this thing that you did today, the testimony that there's nothing worthy of worship except the creator of the heavens and earth, God Almighty, Allah, and that Muhammad is his messenger.
Yes, sir.
You know, this is something that I've seen interviewing so many hundreds of different people. You know, they go through all around the world, all the different world religions, and, you know, they get turned off from worshiping a human being, you know, a stick, stone, a bone, all the different things that are out there that people, you know, go towards. But when people come to Islam, what they really love is this one-on-one connection with the creator of the heavens and earth. No intermediary, this tawhid, this pure monotheism. How did that connect with you?
It first connected to me because even though I wasn't Islamic yet, I still practiced the religion just a little bit. And Allah really does answer your prayers, gives you advice and stuff like that. So when I would pray at night, you know, my wishes would come true. It would just be, you know, just like the simple things. Hey, wish me good luck tomorrow. Make sure nothing goes bad for me. You know, put me on the right path tomorrow. Make sure my life just goes straight and no bumps and little things. Even if there were bumps, I know that He would fix it. He would help me, guide me through them.
Yeah.
So it was just pretty much that, just Allah just answering my prayers and stuff like that.
When is the first time you had exposure to a Muslim that you actually came across? How did you end up coming across Islam? Did you have a friend? Did somebody expose you to it?
It was my uncle.
Your uncle?
His wife was actually Islamic. So
she was Muslim?
Yeah, she was a Muslim, but then he converted.
He accepted Islam?
Yeah, he converted. He recited his Shahada, and then from there, he'll text me things, have a good day, Allah wish you well, and stuff like that. And then one time he came down to Florida and taught me a couple things and taught me how to pray. And then that's when I really got exposed and really decided to dive into it.
That stuck with you, huh?
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, we just wanted to get some highlights, you know, from your journey. The journey has just begun, you know, life as you know it now. You learn Islam, you get the tools so you can go ahead and deal with many of the challenges in life, but it's beautiful that you found out, you know, what the purpose of life is, that to submit to the Creator, you know, to be a good human being by observing and living by the Quran and the authentic Sunnah. There's a lot to absorb, but what else can you, before we conclude, so you were looking for a way of life that brought you peace and contentment. How do you deal with the backlash by some, your friends or your family, now that you've accepted Islam? How have they been? Have they been supportive?
Yeah, they've been 100%
supportive. Has there been any teasing from friends or anything, like with some negative comments?
No, I mean, the only thing I've gotten were like, hey, I don't believe you're really going to do it. And I'm like, yeah, I am. You know what I mean? Because like, no one really thinks you're going to go convert. You know what I mean? You can say something and never really do it.
Yeah.
But I was deeply serious. But my family, they've supported me 100%. Mm-hmm. Everybody in my family. Yeah. You know, they just showed me the love and support. Even my sisters came with me today. You know, they're not Islamic, but they decided, you know, get a hijab, you know, come to the mosque, support me. You know what I mean?
Beautiful. Well, thank you very much for sharing a little bit your story with us. And that's the beautiful thing. Now you did the Shahada, inshallah. You learned how to make the Salah, the prayer, five times a day. So important to get really grounded in your deen, we say, this way of life. So then you're able to deal with all the challenges and all of the obstacles in life. It's going to make you a better son, a better brother, a better human being, a better all-around person, you know. But that takes some commitment to putting aside time to learn so you grow. And when you grow, you start to benefit from all the beautiful treasures that Islam has. You know?
Yeah.
So we're here also for you.
There's
a beautiful website that usually we recommend. It's called newmuslimacademy.com. It's like the day after Shahada. So then people go online and they start to take the courses there, learn how to make wudu, how to pray, and all the other pillars of Islam, and your journey begins.
Right. Gotcha.
And so.
Thank you.
Take care. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.